Consistency. That is one of the main things that podcasters say you need to have in order to have a successful podcast. I say, try as you might, it might not always work out that way. I usually release episodes on Sundays, but I'm a little bit late this week. Life is hectic, and this episode, it's coming out exactly when it is supposed to. And you are here listening because something in here, perhaps, is going to really resonate with you. The title of this episode is Hot Monogamy. And no, it's not a tease. I am going to be talking about sex and relationships, connection with other human bodies. I'm also going to be talking a little bit. Well, you'll have to tune in to hear what else I'm going to say. You might hear what is not on my list of foreplay. Make sure you check the show notes on this one, because I am going to put some links to some other fun shows out here for you. Full Range Maria, I'm going to be mentioning a little bit of chakra energy, a little bit of, well, here we go. I hope I don't offend anyone with this one. You are exactly where you are supposed to be in this very moment. I am Maria, but it doesn't really matter what my name is. This show is about you. The purpose of this show is to remind people how much more they are than just their physical body. Strong body, strong soul, you have both of those things. I'm just here to remind you. I'm so thrilled you're here. Have you ever done a Tabata ride? Are there any other people out there that are Peloton fans? That's right, we have a Peloton. Cody Rigsby is my favorite. He is so funny. Getting your sweat on. Oh yeah, whether it's a Peloton or whether you like going to the gym pre-pandemic and starting to open up again. Let's face it, we need to exercise, we need to mix it up, we need to sweat a little bit sometimes. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about, are you ready? Hot monogamy. That's right. I'm Maria. This is the Strong Body, Strong Soul show. We're getting a little crazy right now. We're going to do it in a very polite way. I'm going to be sharing some exercises and some insights with you guys. I will be right back. Thank you so very much for listening, no matter where you happen to be tuning in from. I so appreciate your time. Thank you for trusting me and pushing that play button. I'll be right back. I am so excited that you guys are here today. By the way, I forgot to mention, the show has broken 80,000 downloads lately. I can't even tell you how grateful I am. Thank you so much. You guys inspire me to keep going. The other day, I taught a class to kids about mindfulness in my backyard. Before the pandemic, I was teaching in groups, different workshops in my area, and I haven't been able to do that lately. But let's get to today's episode. Let's go to the more adult content here. Now, this book that I'm going to be talking about is called Hot Monogamy. Before we get there, I just also want to acknowledge you guys on the podcast can't see what I'm wearing right now, but I have an orange shirt on. And if you have been following me for a while, you know that I talk about chakra energy a lot. And that second chakra is where your reproductive organs are. And the color we associate it with that passion is orange. That's where I'm wearing this top right now. So, Hot Monogamy. Let's get right into it. This book is by Patricia Love, MD, and Joe Robinson. This book was discussed. These authors, I think they were on the Oprah show a while ago. But it's called Hot Monogamy, Essential Steps to More Passionate intimate lovemaking. All right? If anyone wants to improve their sexual relationship, this is the book to read. So, I'm not going to read you the whole book, of course, but I am going to be a little free with their advice and their listing. You might want to. This might be one of those episodes where you might want to get out a piece of paper and a pen and take some notes or listen to it again later, of course. You're always welcome to download the podcast and listen to it as many times as you want. Okay, let's get right into it. The exercise section of this book. Exercise number one is defining what says I love you. Comments. This first exercise will help you decide which traditional romantic gestures are most meaningful to you. So what you're going to do is, whether you have a partner or not, pay attention to this list of questions because they may have meaning for you. Whether you're looking for a new partner, whether you have a partner now and you want to sit down and listen to this list and work through these questions yourself, go for it. Preparing a special meal for me. Now, you're going to rate these on a scale of 0 to 4 as to how much importance they have for you. Preparing a special meal for me. Bathing me. Telling me I love you. Doing a chore without being asked. Asking me to go for a walk. Giving me a back rub, giving me a card, giving me flowers, opening the door for me, looking deeply into my eyes, kissing me, praising me in front of others, giving me a thoughtful, inexpensive gift, just for the heck of it, giving me an expensive gift, that's always nice too. Writing me love notes, showing up at work for a surprise visit in our house right now, since we're still in the pandemic, some of us, taking me out to eat, that's always a good thing, snuggling in bed, carrying packages for me, oh my goodness, listening to music together, calling me endearing names, giving me a surprise birthday party, planning a surprise vacation, giving me romantic clothing, writing me a love letter, writing me a poem, going on a picnic together, taking a shower together, sitting in a hot tub together, putting effort into celebrating our anniversary, putting effort into celebrating my birthday, putting effort into celebrating Valentine's Day. Gentle reminder, you're rating these on a scale of 0 to 4. Some of these things may not matter to you at all, so they get a big fat 0. And some of these might be really important to you, and just talking to your partner about these things may help communicate that. Maybe some of these things you've never had a discussion about. Giving me a special gift at Christmas or Hanukkah. Going away for a weekend together. Staying home together with no interruptions. Sleeping in together. Going to a movie. Taking me to a sporting event. Cuddling on the couch. Holding hands. Hugging me, accompanying me to a cultural event, sitting by the fireplace together, lighting candles, playing games with me. That is the list right there. 45 different activities. Rate them on a scale of 0 to 4. I will go ahead and put some of this information on the Strong Body, Strong Soul Facebook page in case any of you guys want to actually look at it instead of just listening to it if you're on the podcast. We're going to move on to personal preferences now, exercise 2. In addition to the general list that I just read to you, go ahead and write down 10 activities that would make you feel loved. I'll give you a minute to do this. Go ahead and, if you're listening to the podcast, go ahead and push pause right now and think about some things that would make you happy. Let me give you some examples. Be really specific and say in positive terms what you want to do so that your partner will know exactly what you're looking for. Like, I would love you to meet me at the airport gate when I am not expecting you. That may be a tough one right now in COVID. I would enjoy having my feet massaged for half an hour. Wow, that's specific. Yeah, I could take that. I love having my feet massaged. A half hour? Yeah, that would be nice. Join me on a week-long backpacking trip. Can I just tell you guys that my husband and I, when we have little disagreements or a little competition about who's right about particular things, the bet is always, if I lose, I have to go on a backpacking trip with him. And if he loses, he has to get a pedicure. How ridiculous is that, right? Yeah, I'm a car camper. I do love nature and I do love camping, but I like having hot water in a bathroom and the car there just in case. I would like to spend a whole weekend together in a hotel room. That might be fun. Take a sailing class with me. Okay, those are your examples, you guys. Go ahead and push pause on this audio if you feel like it. Or maybe you were coming up with your list while I was speaking. That's okay too. Go ahead and make a list of 10 different things that you want to communicate to your partner that you would like to do. Okay? Now, we have celebrating an anniversary. That is the next exercise. It's exercise number 3 that we're going to talk about right here. And the reason for exercises like this is to just bring up conversation about things that you might not have done before. And when we're talking about romance and sexuality, sometimes we can take it for granted, especially after a long time, right? So when you are planning your anniversary, be very clear with your partner what that means, how important it is. If it's your annual anniversary of being married, that's awesome. If it's your monthly anniversary of when you've been dating or any other type of anniversary, go ahead and communicate to each other about what you would like to do to celebrate those milestones in a relationship, right? You can ask questions like, which locations have special significance to you? Is it the Whole Foods Market or Starbucks or a particular beach that you guys like? Which dates or times of year are most important to you? These may or may not coincide with your wedding date or anniversary of some sort. It's okay to plan things in the future. Even talking about them on your anniversary is fun to do. Are there any other people you wish to include in the celebration? Sometimes that can happen if you have kids or if you have best friends that share similar anniversaries. That can be fun. Which symbols or objects have special significance to you? Which activities do you both enjoy? Do you have special shared memories about any particular kind of food, music, flowers, etc.? Are there any vows, poems, spiritual, or literary passages that are important to both of you? What are the conditions that make you feel most closely connected to each other? Examples: being in a natural setting, exploring a new city or country together, taking a cruise, relaxing on the beach, etc. Ooh, we're going to move on to exercise 4. This is important, you guys, especially if you've been in a relationship for a while. It's called a romantic calendar. Go ahead and go through each month of the calendar year and talk about what is special in each month, right? January, some people love January 1st. They love watching the Rose Parade. They love celebrating the new calendar year. Some people don't. Some people forget to have the conversation about whether their partner enjoys January or not. February, Valentine's Day. Some people hate Valentine's Day. It is just another excuse to buy a card, right? And other people love it and use it as an excuse to be romantic with their partners. So talk about it. March, no matter what part of the country you happen to be in, no matter what part of the planet, March is usually a time when the world is changing. The world is changing. It's either getting colder or warmer, depending on where you live, of course. So go through each month. That's what this particular book is suggesting, a calendar for romance. Now, exercise number 5 is about the holidays. The holidays can be a tough time for people, right? Even when people have been in relationships for a very long period of time, there may be certain holidays that they just have never discussed. And maybe they're setting themselves up for a little bit of resentment or disappointment because a holiday may come and go every single year, and it may seem like no big deal to one of them. And then the other one isn't willing to communicate. So talk about it. We have Valentine's Day, Passover, Easter, birthdays, Mother's Days, Memorial Days, Father's Days, anniversary like we just talked about, 4th of July. Maybe 4th of July isn't a big deal to some people. Maybe. Maybe somebody had a really strong connection with some history that happened on 4th of July. We'll talk about that another time when we're talking about patriotism. Labor Day, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's. Wow. A lot of holidays that we may be forgetting to discuss. Do you have any? I'm talking to you right there listening. Do you have any holidays that I didn't mention right here? Go ahead and send me a message somehow. If you're listening on the whatever platform, if you go to the Apple Podcast platform, you can go ahead and leave a review of the podcast, by the way. But if you're listening to this on Facebook, for instance, or YouTube, or somewhere else, you can go ahead and reach out to me if you like with comments. Uh-oh. Exercise 6. Here we go, people. Creating a romantic lovemaking ritual. Everybody has different things that they find important when they're having sex. Candles, special music, special lighting, flowers, eye gazing, massage, playing musical instruments or singing, incense, reciting poetry, reading favorite passages or quotations, reading... What the hell? Reading passages from the Bible. Not even kidding you. That is listed in this book, Hot Monogamy, as one of the lovemaking rituals. I'm not sure if that one would be on my list. Anyway, I hope that listening to this exercise and tips and things to think about will help you in your relationships out there. I hope you're happy and healthy wherever you are. Again, this podcast has been based on the book Hot Monogamy by Patricia Love, MD, and Joe Robinson. And thank you so very much for listening. I'll be back another time. Keep coming back to the show. I'm not usually talking about sexuality, but on occasion, it can't be helped. And the soldiers ravaged the women, one after another, all night in the tent. You guys, that is what I heard my 8-year-old son reading out loud to his sister years ago. It just reminded me when we're talking about the Hot Monogamy book and the Bible. I have this book. I still have it here. The Lego Brick Bible. Lego characters. used in ridiculous little scenarios in this book depicting the most horrific Bible stories. So I just thought I would hop back on here and share that little bit with you. You never know where the messages are going to come from, and you never know who's going to read the material. So be careful where you put those books. And God bless you if the Bible is your foreplay. Have fun with that. And thank you for listening. I will talk to you soon. Don't forget to check out the Strong Body, Strong Soul page on Facebook, and the podcast promotion community on Facebook is there for you as well. If you're a podcaster, or if you listen to podcasts, or if you are a service provider, or if you want to be interviewed on a podcast, it's a great group to join on Facebook. So keep coming back to the show, and I'll talk to you soon. This show is truly a labor of love. I hope you enjoyed stopping by today. I hope you know that you are able to download this episode or any other episode that you may be tuning into so that you can listen to them anytime. You can also share them with friends. Also, just a little reminder in case you didn't know, it is possible to leave a review on the Apple Podcast platform. I don't know who's supposed to hear my voice, but maybe your review will help bring the show to their attention and get more listeners. I love you. People have told me that one of the things they love about my show is that they never know what I'm going to say next. Sometimes I do a little post note add-on right here. And I thought I'd just give a huge shout out to Pedro of My Stuttering Life. I'm so honored. I was the first person that he interviewed on his show that did not have a stutter. His show is amazing. It's so inspiring. And we had a conversation recently about meditation. Just the other day, he had to do a presentation at work. And he relied on some of the tools that I taught him. He did a little video just the other day on Instagram. I'm so touched. And I am so inspired by the listeners out here and the feedback that I've been getting. I just love it. If you're on the Anchor platform and you feel like messaging into the show here, please do so. I would love to hear from you. Also, as I mentioned, that mindfulness class that I taught the other day, one of the things we were talking about, the reason that you want to do meditation or mindfulness at all is to figure out what you like. And when we're talking about relationships and the list that we were talking about in this episode, for instance, even if you're not in a relationship, go ahead and go through some of those questions and figure out what you like. That's going to help you draw people to you that you may resonate with. Getting clarity on who you are and what you like, that's the most important thing. Also, if you are in the mood to talk about sex some more, go ahead. Like I said at the beginning, check the show notes here. I did go ahead and put a link to an amazing interview with my friend Miyoko. She is an adult entertainment specialist. She used to be a Playboy radio show host, and she's a pole dance instructor and a mom. That's right. All packed up into one enchilada. And the conversation is really fun. So make sure you check those show notes. There are other links for you there as well. Don't forget, I'm a meditation teacher on the Insight Timer app. Make sure you go over there and tune into some of the meditation offerings that I have there if you are interested. And I will talk to you guys soon. I so appreciate you for being here. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.